Those damn deers are getting into my grains again. Such bothersome little creatures. I have to smash them like the books they are. Speaking of books, what's that wretched sound? I don't see a bug. Where the heck is it coming from? Hello? Is that human screaming? Yes, I do smell human fear. It's close by. Very close by, and yet I don't see them. Where on earth could they be? Human. Don't worry. I'm not going to hurt you. If you come out now, I'll let you go. But not really. Get out of there! When did you get up here? Why are you in my hair? Fine. You need to stop squirming, though. I would hate to squish you. No. Oh, darn. You're really in there, huh? Cut you out? You can't be serious. You are. As if I'd cut my beautiful, luscious hair to save your life. Oh, you humans are so vain. Not a chance, sweetheart. I'd rather you be stuck there forever and rot away before I cut you out. Don't be asinine. How did you get in there, anyways? Yes, I did stop for a nap in the meadow. Don't tell me I laid on you. How adorable. You're not so bad. I won't forget the haircutting remark, though. Oh, I'm in no rush, sweetheart. I need to make sure my hair is still intact. I could rip you to bits and pull out those bits. Oh, but that'd be no fun for you, little companion. Let's see. Yes, your arms and legs are bound. How can we remedy this? Well, I tried. Oh, don't cry. I only need to eat, silly. I can't think on an empty stomach, now can I? Oh no, silly. I'm not going to eat you. I had human last week. A joke? Although, it has been a few hundred years since I've had my fill of human. More of a snack, really. You have to eat so many and, well, you don't taste that good. Oh, no. Humans are much more useful as little servants. The ones that treat us like gods and leave us offerings. Oh, those are the best. I miss those days. The giant clans are warriors. We keep all the titans and other monsters from coming down to your villages and stomping you to dirt. You should thank us. The ones who treated us like gods were onto something. You'd do well to learn. You have no idea how much we protect you, do you? Ridiculous. Humans always were the most ungrateful race. Perhaps I will squish you. And why shouldn't I? You'd rather be eaten, hmm? You're a funny one. What do you mean you're not joking? Don't tell me it's some sort of sick fetish now. I know you humans are known for having them, but be for real now. But if I ate you, you likely would not come back out intact. Wouldn't that be bad? No. Why? Genuinely, I am intrigued. Do you want to? Never mind. So you want to be swallowed whole, then? I see. What an interesting little creature you are. Fine. Why don't we get you out of here, then? I'm sure you'd make a delightful little snack. Well, I must admit I've never eaten anything that wants to be eaten before. I'm sure it will be a thrilling experience for the both of us. Something new. I do enjoy new things. Here. I'm going to hold on to you and I want you to weasel your way out. If you pull any of my hair out, well, I'll have to make this tough on you. Here. Is it working? There. Almost still free. Oh, now let me get a look at you, little human. Handsome. And naked? Why are you naked? I thought you said you climbed into my hair while I was taking a nap in the field. Why on earth would you be running in a field naked? Oh my. You're an admirer of mine then, I take it. You've been watching me. I do nap there often. You mean to say you purposefully became entangled in my hair? Ugh, this fetish of yours runs deep indeed. Well, I suppose I must do you the honor of fulfilling it then. I'm not hurting you, am I? By holding you this way. Good. I don't want to crush you. Not before the fun has begun. You don't mind if I have a little taste, do you? Good. I want to savor this experience. I forgot to ask you a question. Do you mind? Oh my. You're hard from all of this. You'd better not come in my mouth. I'd be very upset with you. The question? Never mind that. Shall we proceed? Yes, of course. You know, perhaps if you did come in my mouth, I would be okay with it. Well, it's not as if it would be very much. You are quite small, after all. I'm just saying that I don't mind. Anyways, back in you go. You taste so good. Are you thinking about what it's going to feel like going all the way down my throat? I want you to think about it. Are you ready? So soon, I know. But I want to feel you deep down inside of me, squirming. Don't you want to feel it? What it's like to be deep down inside of me? Oh, but of course you do. That's why you're here. Why else would you be here if you didn't want to feel that? Oh, when you taste so good, I just can't help myself anymore. You have to let me.
Oh. Thank you.